Six Nations elected councils say they will give the community an opportunity to be made aware of the current infrastructure projects the organization is working on, as well as provide information on future infrastructure plans. The organization will hold their annual general assembly on August 24th and have invited all community members to attend. The annual general assembly will provide a report on the activities of the 58th Six Nations General Council over its term that began in 2019. Darren Jameson, Six Nations elected council CEO, detailed what the event will entail for the Six Nations community members that attend.
So really, it's an opportunity to report on activities for this term of council, provides a snapshot of the future plans that we've developed, as well as the tools that really help us to look at optimization, implementation, and adjustment as we move forward. The other thing that we wanted to socialize again, which we had done in a couple of previous meetings, is that this AGA is also a kickoff event for a walk the track, which is a friendship walk planned to bring awareness of Six Nations, our history, and then legitimacy of our court case, and to help restore relations and gain support for those living along the tracks. And that's planned to be early to mid-September. The dates have not been confirmed as of yet, but that is the plan. So these two events are linked, and just really to kind of get community out and you know, together. It's post-pandemic. We were able to gather, and we just had a really excellent presentation on the fair for mental wellness and really just sharing all the plans and work that's been done.
Jameson says the work being done will allow Six Nations elected council to have a succession plan as the 58th council transitions into the 59th elected council.
What all of this work that we want to share with community is really a succession plan for the next term of council, the 59th council up and coming in. We've developed a 10-year financial plan that supports infrastructure builds to close that huge gap that we still have in the community, services gap that are linked to that in terms of service mapping to those facilities. Housing, as we're all very, very well aware, we have a huge gap. Our wait list is 251 people on a rental wait list alone, along with lots of people wanting to build privately. So these tools, these plans that we have are really there for us to action what we can, given we have in the remaining of this term, but also for the next council.
He says that the updates that will be provided at the AGA will come from the results from a 2022 community survey. He says the main priorities that were identified from the survey were housing, road conditions on the territory, and waterline expansion.
So housing was a major priority. I'll go through some of those projects that we have in the queue, some that are ongoing, to really put a dent in that. And I'll just pause here for a second and say that the projects that we've identified over the next few years in that succession plan for infrastructure will close the gap in housing approximately 75 to 80%. So in other words, that 251 people on the wait list will be reduced significantly through the projects that we've outlined in this plan. We've also shared, I know with Mike, some time ago, we did a road management plan, and we have some software to help inform how do we improve the roads over the next 5 to 10 years. There's obviously an improvement plan that goes along with that, that's commensurate with our ability to afford, as well as improvements along the way. Waterline phases have been designed. We did water connections for homes through Jordan's principal funds. That was done during this term. We have waterline phases that can be accelerated. And again, I'll go through some of that through a Canada Infrastructure Bank loan.
Jameson spoke to closing the infrastructure gap on Six Nations and says currently there is about a $1.6 billion infrastructure gap between Six Nations and other municipalities in the area.
So this is basically a half a billion dollar investment plan for the next 10 years. That will significantly close our infrastructure gap in the community, and that is foundational for other activity and prosperity to happen in the community. And I just wanted to provide this as an additional something to look at in terms of those numbers. There's a lot of gap here. The overall gap is actually at least $1.6 billion in terms of the gap that exists in this community if you compare it to another municipality in the area.
Zach Miller, Executive Director of Planning for Six Nations Elected Council, spoke on collecting this data to be shared at the AGA and says he hopes to continue to gather the community information to help Six Nations Elected Council be more strategic and proactive in their decision making to allow for future community growth.
So yeah, a lot of the information that we're gathering, the data right now, is from our services that we provide as SNGR from our various departments. Community data that comes out through different surveys and other sources, even external sources as well. And where there's knowledge gaps that exist, we're also pulling research data as well too, with a number of research studies that have been done in community over the years. So really trying to create a very comprehensive data set than we've ever had before, and using that data in different layers to synthesize information across different sectors, to be mindful of different contexts, such as when we're planning infrastructure, that we're being aware of environment, but also community health as well too within that. So we're trying to move to a state with this data that we're more strategic and proactive and less reactive with the decisions they're making, and less patchworking, and trying to be more sustainable for the future of the generations that are to come as well too. So I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to get that state even soon, using a lot of various different resources and tools to do that work. So really showcasing that through this AGA presentation as well. But a lot of that work is continuing to happen behind the scenes on a daily basis. So.
Jennifer Court, Director of Financial Reporting and Analysis for Six Nations Elected Council, says the financial team has worked on this plan to ensure that it can be modified as it moves along in the process, and that other variables like inflation and conservatism have been taken into account.
From a financial standpoint, obviously, it's a plan, and plans evolve and change as more information comes. So we've been working on this for a number of months and planning out. And one of the things that we're checking for is conservatism. So making sure that things like inflation are built in, making sure that if there's a funding source that's identified, that we can put it against the plan so that we can achieve more. So that's something we've been trying to be really comprehensive of, and including, you know, all of the members of the infrastructure task force, to bring in their knowledge of their funding sources and making sure that the plan is more holistic, and just being able to adapt and modify as time goes on.
Jameson detailed why closing the infrastructure gap is so important for the community, and his hope that this plan will help to address that.
So in the next 20 years, the population will grow by 40%, and that's a conservative estimate. We expect a lot of people want to come back to the community. We need to provide services that grow at this rate plus inflationary costs. We put that into our models in order to reposition the community to be sustainable. We need to close that infrastructure gap. We need clean drinking water. We need quality housing and reliable services. And that's what this plan helps to give us the tools to do. And the upcoming court case and ensuing settlements will serve to bring new resources for the community. And again, these tools help us to make those investment decisions. Where best to put those investments. Again, we've strived to develop a succession investment plan that serves to improve the overall quality of the life of the of our people. And really, you know, it's about healing. It's about mental health. It's about restoring confidence, you know, for the generations to come.
Jameson says the infrastructure task force have worked hard to develop this plan, and he hopes they can continue to assist and benefit council on these decisions.
Yes, it's been a lot of work, and it's hard to be perfect. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have a diminishing amount of land at our use, basically, to determine. That's why we're calling best use. What is the best use for the space, the limited spaces that we do have? There's opportunity perhaps to purchase land, as we've done in the past, from community members. That's always there. But that's a big unknown, just in terms of the propensity of that, and whether the land is actually suitable for our needs. So this is a starter. This is a plan to say, okay, we put a pin in it to say this can work here. So thank you for your additional considerations. Part of the work of the ITF or the task force was to create a mechanism, a more formal mechanism really, to assist council with decisions, to go through a due diligence and vetting process.
Jameson presented the infrastructure plan to Six Nations Elected Council during the July 17th General Finance meeting. Six Nations Elected Council carried the motion to accept the presentation as information and will invite all community members to attend the annual General Assembly on August 24th for additional information on the Six Nations infrastructure plan.